Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2 FY26 and FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Star Imaging and PathLabs Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Khushi Jain from Share India Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Share India Securities Limited, I would like to welcome you all to H2 FY26 and FY26 earnings conference call of Star Imaging and PathLabs Limited. We have with us management today represented by Mr. Pawan Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Azad Ali, CFO, Mohammed Shadab Khan, Compliance Officer and Company Secretary, and Mr. Rutul Shah from Atlas Capital, Company's Investor Relations Advisor. Now, I'll hand over the floor to Mr. Pawan Gupta for opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Khushi. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Star Imaging and PathLabs FY26 earnings conference call. Joining me today are our Chief Financial Officer, our Company Secretary, and other members of our senior management team. FY26 has been an important year in Star Imaging's journey. Over the last several years, we have been consciously expanding our diagnostic network, deepening our public-private partnership execution capabilities, and strengthening our service portfolio across radiology, pathology, cardiology, and neurology. FY26 reflects meaningful progress across each of these areas. For those newer to our story, Star Imaging and PathLabs Limited traces its roots to 1978, when we began our journey in West Delhi, offering basic X-ray and basic pathology services. Over the decades, we've upgraded our equipment, broadened our services offerings, and formalized our structure by incorporating the company in 2004. We consolidated the legacy proprietorship business under a single entity in 2011, and in 2024, we converted to a public limited company. Today, we are an NABL and NABH-accredited diagnostic services provider with operations spanning across Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, and Nashik. Our business operates across three segments: B2G through government PPP contracts, B2C through our retail diagnostic centers in Delhi, and B2B through private hospital partnerships in Delhi and a couple of other regions. While we are guided for a 30%-35% growth, certain regulatory delays beyond our control impacted execution this year. However, with those issues now resolved, we remain confident of delivering 25%-30% growth in FY27. On the financial highlights for FY26, revenue from operations grew 6% to 88.5 crores, while EBITDA expanded 17% to 33.2 crores, with margins improving by 330 basis points to 37.5%. Profit after tax grew 21% to 19.3 crores, with PAT margins at 21.6%. On the capital side, we turned net cash positive with a net debt-to-equity of 0.3 versus 0.6 last year, and operating cash flows improved significantly to 23.4 crores from negative 2.6 crores in FY25. Our network stands at 24 diagnostic centers with a team of 236 people. Across our segments, B2C was a standout with an 18% growth to 33 crores. B2B grew around 10% to 8.1 crores, and B2G remained stable at around 47.3 crores. Looking ahead to FY27, our main focus remains on expanding our diagnostic center footprint in our existing geographies and new locations, and also deepening our specialized diagnostic capabilities, particularly in molecular diagnostics and advanced imaging, adding to our existing centers wherever we have space and capabilities. We are also looking at pursuing additional PPP contracts as government healthcare infrastructure and investment grows. With that, I would like to now hand over the call to our CFO, who will take you through the financial performance for the year in greater detail. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon, everyone. I will now take you through the financial performance of the company for second half FY26 and the full year FY26. So starting with the second half performance, the revenue for the second half FY26 stood at 43.3 crore against INR 14.9 crore in half year to FY25, reflecting a growth of 6% year Y-on-Y basis. EBITDA for the period stood at 15.9 crore, with EBITDA marginally remain consistently healthy at approximately 36.7%. Profit after tax for the second half FY26 stood at 9.2 crore compared to the 9.7 crore in the corresponding last year. PAT margin remained healthy at 21.3% during the period. Moving to the full year performance, for FY26, the company reported revenue from operations of 88.5 crore compared to 83.2 crore in FY25. Representing a growth of approximately 6% Y-on-Y basis. EBITDA for FY26 stood at 33.2 crore, while EBITDA margin improved to 37.5% compared to 34.3% in FY25, reflecting operating leverage and improved business mix. Profit after tax for FY26 stood at 19.3 crore against 16.1 crore in FY25, reflecting a growth of 21% Y-on-Y. PAT margin improved to 21.8% in FY26. For FY26, return on equity stood at approximately 23.7% and return on capital employed stood at approximately 29%. On the balance sheet side, one of our key focus areas during the year has been working capital management. Our B2G segment, while providing revenue stability, involves receivable cycles that are relatively longer in nature owing to the payment process of government clients. We have been actively working on improving our billing conversation, accelerating the collections, and strengthening our overall cash conversion cycle. During FY26, trade receivable stood at approximately 49.9 crore as against 15.8 crore in FY25. Operating cash flow improved significantly to 23.4 crore compared to the negative operating cash flow that we have in the last year, 22.6 crore in FY25. We expect further normalization in working capital metrics over the coming quarter as the government payment cycle starting improving and we have started getting the internal collection efficiency strengthened further. From a leverage point of view, we continue to maintain a prudent capital structure. As of March 2026, our total debt stood at 20.6 crore and the company net cash position stood at 31.0 crore. Our balance sheet strengthened significantly during the year, supported by healthy internal accruals and IPO proceeds. Importantly, a portion of IPO proceeds is earmarked for repayment of certain borrowings, which will further reduce the financing cost and strengthen the balance sheet. Our focus remains on maintaining the balance sheet in strength, improving asset utilization, optimizing working capital cycle, and ensuring the efficient deployment of capital as the business scales. With that, we would like to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Tisha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. What is your question?
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you're audible.
So, sir, we had guided for 6% growth, but we couldn't do that in FY26. So, what gives us the confidence of doing this 25 to 30% growth? What will be the key growth drivers and which centers do you expect the most traction from?
As I mentioned, there were some regulatory problems that created some issues in which a couple of our projects got delayed. That was the main reason for non-performance. For example, we have PNDT and AERB kind of regulatory bodies which have just increased or changed a few rules. So that was the main reason. And but still, two of our centers have become operational and another center will become operational in the next 2 months.
So we are confident, sir, of this 25 to 30% growth?
Absolutely. We already opened two centers in the last couple of months. Another center is opening in the next 2 months.
Okay. How has the response been, sir, for the last two centers that we've opened? How are they ramping up?
The gestation period is at least 6 to 8 months, but the centers that we've opened, they're doing pretty good. They haven't yet reached break-even, but they're good. They're doing good.
So, sir, typically we see break-even by around 6 months, right? Will that be a fair assumption?
Yeah. Depending on the kind of investment that there is, between 6 to 8 months, we break-even.
Okay. And how should one look at the margins, sir? Is this 37%? We've done 37.5% this year. Is this sustainable?
Yes, it is sustainable.
So EBITDA was in the same range?
Yeah.
Yeah. And any other centers, sir, that we've planned opening for this year?
Like I just said, another center will be opening within the next 2 months.
Yeah, except for that. Yeah.
And other projects are in
the pipeline. And there are other projects also in the pipeline, but this is the one that is opening the soonest.
Okay, so not so we can so not much how much CapEx should we look at for FY27 as a whole?
So FY27 as a whole, the capital expenditure that we're looking at is around close to 20 to 25 crores.
20 to 25 crores?
Yeah.
That is it. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Harshit Khadka with RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Yes, sir, you're audible, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to understand that the 24 centers that we have, right? What is the peak revenue we can generate from this 24 centers and then, new center coming up in Dwarka, which is a big center. We are doing a capex of 14 odd crores over there. So what can be the revenue we can, generate from there and what will be the margin profile of it?
The approximately, I'll answer your last question first. The expected revenue from the new center that we're opening would be around 5 to 6 crores a year. In the initial phases. And the remaining question that you asked about the 24 centers, they are all different levels of centers. Like some have only a CT scan machine, some are complete centers. So the revenue is divided depending on the kind of departments they have.
And the margin?
The margins are approximately 40%, 30%.
This is a EBITDA you're talking about.
Yeah, sorry. It's sort of a blended margin because they're different kind of centers. So the blended margin is approximately 35 to 40%.
Okay, understood. And just wanted to understand how you're planning to deploy your operating cash flow that you're going to generate in the next 2 years. So,
sorry, I didn't understand that.
Just wanted to understand how are you, planning to deploy your operating cash flow that you're going to generate in the next 2 years.
Hello, sir. Myself, Azhar, CFO here. I would like to answer this thing. Thing that you have said that operating cash flow we're about to deploy, that would be used in the running business, ongoing projects also. The sum would be used for the working capital and for the capex also we'll be using.
Right. And what is the debt outlook for FY27 and 28?
FY27, sir, right now, as I said, that the figure that you can look at right now, 49 CR, half of the receivable is for the last 6 months.
We're not expecting to add any debt in 27-28.
Right, understood. And sir, on the receivables part, I can see 50 crores of receivable and 89 crores of, top line. I understand that 50% of the business is coming from government. So how is the payment structure over there and is there any risk? So can you give some color on that?
Yes, sir. For sure, I would like to, elaborate on this. The thing is that for the year ended FY25, I just would like to take you there first. Total debt is stood at 51 CR. And for the half year, September 25, we have closed at 71 CR. Out of that, we have received the 65% of the payment we have already received from the government and for the ongoing business tie-ups also. So, at the 49 CR, half of which is actually pertains to the government, and the payment cycle is usually for around 6 months only. Even if we license and if we send our person to for the daily licensing there, we still the payment cycle is stood at the 6 months only. And the rest of the period, rest of the amount is pertains to the ongoing business revenue.
Right. So with government, the payment cycle is 6 months, right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And so my last question is regarding the impact of AI on this business, radiology business, right? So I just want to understand your view on this. How is AI impacting your business?
So AI is very, very nascent right now in our business. I would say that especially in radiology, wherein X-rays and some CTs, etc. are starting to get reported, but you still require a radiologist to sign the report at the end of the day. So right now, AI is not impacting at all. It is just helping us do a little better work, but it is not replacing anything.
Right, understood. And the 25 to 30% top line, growth that we have, is it only for FY27 or FY28 as well?
It will be consistent.
Consistent for the next 2-3 years.
Next
Can I assume
2-3 years?
That?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, understood. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Raghav from R21 Ventures. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to question. First question would be... Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, Raghav. Good afternoon.
Yes.
First question would be around... I just want to know the average revenue per client or patient you have and average revenue per center you are having.
See, we are a radiology and pathology diagnostic center combined. So our test rate list starts from around 80 to 100 rupees, goes up to around 25 to 30,000 rupees. So there's a very difficult thing to average out on any single patient per revenue per patient like that.
And for centers?
For centers also, like I said, the blended average is approximately the same because, again, the centers, some have different facilities, some have different facilities. Like our government centers have only CT scanners. So that is just one department. So that is also blended average that we talk about.
Okay. And revenue guidance for FY28, sir?
Around 25 to 30% growth.
So in numbers, if you could tell us, what are the numbers you are targeting for FY28?
Around 110 to 120.
Okay. And sir, at the end, I have one request for the management. Since the numbers were published on Friday, the annual financial statements. However,
yes.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Raghav. So there's an airy disturbance coming from your line, sir. I'm unable to hear you.
Is it audible now?
Yes.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. So I was telling that financial statements was announced on Friday. However, we got investor presentation just 2 hours before. So from the next time, if possible, we request you to publish investor presentation 1 or 2 days before the earnings call so that we can go through it and can have a better questions for you.
Sure. Taken in good spirit and we'll be done.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Chintan from Punishka Family Office. Please go ahead.
You mentioned about the regulation which taken the hurdle from last 1 year. I can see our revenues are flat from last 2 years. If you can explain a bit broader, what are this regulation? And this comes on every year as a cyclic type of, like a licensing or kind of, or when we deploy the new center, we get to face this kind of regulation.
So the first, let me answer it in parts. The first one is whenever we are opening a new center, the regulations are the maximum. So before we even start work, we have to get an inspection done from the department called PNDT, which is the prenatal sex determination department. Okay. So they take around 3 months to give us a license to even start operations of construction. Okay. Then after that construction is over, then again we have to apply for a license to buy the machines from them, to buy the machines. After they give us the license, then we buy the machines. The machines come in. Then again, we have to apply to them after with the installation reports. Then after that, we get the license. So that is why the regulatory process with these departments has become ridiculously long. And to answer your other question, yes, for PNDT, ARB, NABL, and NABH, we have yearly audits.
Okay. Understood. And the hurdle which we faced this time was a fresh issue, like deploying a new.
Mostly, yes, because we are opening a fresher center, so that is why it took longer time. And in an existing center, it doesn't take that long.
Okay, understood. And sir, in terms of strategy, for example, we are trying to open the centers in tier two towns like Dwarka or kind of, right? So intentional strategy which we are implementing?
Dwarka is not tier two, but it is a good market strategic location. And we do our homework according to the number of hospitals, etc., around the locations. And then we select a location, and this is a B2C project, business to customer straight. So it's a good prospect.
Thank you, sir.
And it's in Delhi only. It's in Delhi. Not Dwarka. It's in Delhi, Dwarka.
Okay. Mr. Chintan, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn, sir. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Majid Ahmed with Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Majid? Sir, Mr. Majid's line has dropped. I'll move to the next participant. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Amit Mehendale with RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the CapEx. I think it was mentioned to the earlier participant that we plan to spend 20-25 crores on CapEx. So that will be largely for opening of new centers, right? Apart from Dwarka.
Yes. Mostly for equipment purchase and construction.
Right. And typically, so when you open these new centers, what type of payback are we looking at? Is it a two-and-a-half, three-year payback? Is it a reasonable payback?
See, we look at a break-even gestation period of between 6 to 8 months, again, depending on the kind of investment we are making. Like for this Dwarka center, where we are spending around close to 14 crores, we are expecting a break-even at around 12 months. And for the remaining other centers that are in pipeline, they are little smaller centers. Like we have tied up with the RG hospitals to install CT scanners in all their locations. So one is already done, which was, again, which took a long time because of the PNDT issues. We have four more in the pipeline. So those are just each investment of around 2 crores each. So those we expect to break even much earlier.
Right. No, so this is an EBITDA break-even that you're talking about. No, I'm talking about payback. Like, for example, if you put certain CapEx, what is the payback for the entire project, including CapEx?
Around  2.5 to 3 years.
Right. So perfect. And could you elaborate margins by segment? Because we have B2B, B2G, three segments, right? B2C. So broadly, can you give us margins by each of these segments?
Again, I would like to answer that it's a blended margin because, see, in government business, the volumes are very high, but the prices are low. In the B2C segment, the prices are higher, but the volumes are not that high. So that's why it's a blended average.
Yeah. I mean, probably you may not give me the exact numbers, but some directional guidance maybe, or the payback, is it similar? Or if I look at it.
Yeah. The payback is pretty much similar.
Right, sir. And which segment do you plan to grow out of these three going forward?
See, our main focus remains on B2C because B2G is totally dependent on tenders coming out and us winning a tender. So our main focus is usually on B2C.
Thank you. Mr. Amit, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, sir? Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Nitin, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just had a few questions. The first one is, seems like in H2, you had very good receivable recovery, and you've got about 52 crore cash. So are we looking to further pay down our debt?
Yes. We've already, in fact, we've paid back a little bit more in the last month.
Okay.
Around close to 2 crore, we've already repaid.
Okay. Great. And sir, any strategy to be debt-free? Because you said we will need about 25-30 crore for capex, and you know, next year as well, even if we have got 50% receivable, we'll have huge amount of cash. So that would really help us boost our bottom line. So
our aim and objective is to remain debt-free. But if a big project comes along where we require debt, we might pick up debt. Because see, sometimes government tenders come out not for a single machine, but for 5 hospitals or 10 hospitals together, where the capex might go up to 50 crores, 60 crores, something like that.
Okay, got it. And sir, also for the cash utilization, are the promoters looking to further increase their stake? Because currently the stock is at very low valuation. So we still have about 3 to 4% room to increase our stake. So do we have any plans to do that?
Sir, I'm recommended not to answer that question.
Okay. No problem. And just the last question. So you said the margins would likely stay stable for FY27. So
yeah.
So the PAT margins would again be around 22-23% going forward this year?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. May we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, Mr. Nitin. Our next question comes from the line of Hari Krishnan, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations to the management. So I have like a very few questions. How do you see the competition from big players like Dr. Path Labs and Big Diagnostics in Delhi around? And how do you plan in the future to expand?
Okay. So big players like Dr. Path Labs, if you're talking about, so Dr. Path Labs is purely a pathology center. They do only blood tests. They're not into very much into radiology except for a couple of centers that they've opened. Yeah. And again, we are also a pretty old company, and we have been competing with these big players for quite some time, and we've kept up with the latest technologies, and we have the best of equipments and the best of doctors. And we build a brand and an image built on that only.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hari Krishnan, may we request that you return to the question queue. Our next question comes from Chirag Barasara, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. My question is regarding the center economics. Recently, we opened one, we have done one capex of 14 crore. You mentioned that we will get a revenue around 6 crore and EBITDA margin will be 35 to 40%. So cash flow will be 2 and 2.5 crore.
One thing I would like to tell here that we have not actually expanded the 14 crore right now. We will expand it because we have right now just opened the Dwarka center. So once it gets operationalized, so post opening, the cash flow starts coming.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, that is the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for your time and your trust. If you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations, Atlas Capital. Hope you all have a wonderful day ahead. Thank you.
Thank you so much. My friend also. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Star Imaging and Path Lab Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.